It's Wednesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me, and I'm really excited for us to get started with this uplifting and motivating month ahead. So at this point, it would be wonderful if you have set your goal. So this is something big or small that you'd like to do over the next 30 days. If you're in the WhatsApp group or you want to be added to the WhatsApp group, do let me know. I'd love you to put in there what it is that you would like to achieve as well, because the part of the WhatsApp group is that we can support each other. And so many of you are already doing that at this time. So it's really great. And thank you for being so open and sharing. On Monday night, we did a really nice, just 1 hour gentle class to understand what a realistic goal is, how to create that, and then how to tune into your body and your intuition, as well as use inspired action, which is action that feels good. So it was a nice introduction into what we're going to be delving more deeply into this month, and to give you a kickstart to focus and I suppose feel motivated about how you're moving forward. So if you missed that class, it's in the bundle. And again, there's an inspired action planner there as well, which we were using during the class. You can write that, write on that as you're listening to the class as well. So today, I think the first thing we have to look at is really around self-doubt, because with any type of goal, one, we are very good at talking ourselves out of things. Two, we are very good at stopping ourselves from really even moving forward. And three, we will have negative thoughts that are there more often. And that is completely normal. So when we think about what we want to achieve, different things can come up in the form of, am I going to be able? I've tried things before and I've never stuck to them. We could just be beating ourselves up and saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not capable, it won't happen for me, good things don't happen to me. There's a lot of different emotions and feelings we can have when we're setting a goal. Part of this month is we're setting something that feels maybe a little bit more smaller. So we're not going for the big, huge goals at the moment, because setting a small goal will help you to actually achieve something and look at that and feel really good about what you're doing. What I don't want in this month ahead is that you put yourself under so much pressure, and that if you get to the end of the month and you haven't achieved your goal, that you're going to feel bad. That's not what this is about. It's just we are doing work this month on how we have to overcome self-doubt, increasing our confidence and self-belief, looking at ways we can approach goals and dreams and how to create them in more enjoyable ways and more simpler ways and more gentler ways. That's really what this month is about. The goal alongside is something to keep you driving towards something, and for us all collectively to be taking part in doing something for ourselves that we really, really want. So obviously, I would love you to achieve your goal, but let's look at where we're all at the end of the month. But the first thing, like I said, is about looking at all of these aspects of overcoming our self-doubt. So what I'd like you to think about, and you do have your journal in the bundle as well, that will be really helpful for getting insights into this, is when you're thinking about either the current goal you have or goals in general, or just doing things in general, going for things in general, do you find that you're stopping yourself, talking yourself out of things, or just actually feeling quite fearful? And then it's about looking at what fears are coming up and what negative thoughts are coming up. That's all I want you to think about for today, is to get an understanding of what's actually stopping you. Because to, as I say in all our teachings, to heal things and to move forward, we have to accept where we are. And we also have to accept the parts of us that are stopping us and causing that fear for us. And if we can understand them, we have a better chance of being able to move through them and on to where we want to go. And self-doubt and self-belief is a big part of our progression. So this week, that's what we're going to be focusing in on. So think about that for today, and then I'll connect back in with you on Friday, and we're going to delve into this a little bit more. Have a really nice Wednesday, and I'll talk to you soon.